This is the Night Show on TFM.
Yo, Night Show on TFM. You're back with me, TB. So like I said, this hour is special because we will be talking to some of our friends from abroad who are Slovakians, and here's what they want to say to their family. So first up, we got one of my best friends in the whole wide world. We have been good friends ever since we were in high school. It's Karen, all the way from Los Angeles, USA.
This is Wenhui, shouting out from sunny Los Angeles. Woo-hoo-hoo. Happy Chinese New Year! Another year celebrating abroad, and I'm definitely missing my kolomi, my laksa, the festivities, friends, and family now more than ever. But this year, I'm excited to be celebrating by introducing some yummy, homemade, classic Chinese New Year dishes and yisang with my local friends. So no matter where you are this year, I'm wishing everybody a prosperous year of the tiger. Celebrate, enjoy, and stay safe. 恭喜发财,虎年大利!
Woo! Thank you so much, Wenhui. That is such a sweet wishing and sweet greetings. That is true. Like, no matter where you are, please continue to stay safe and make the best of how where you are. You know, like Wenhui, previously last year, I asked her to voice note in as well. She said that she was there alone. She couldn't celebrate it. She doesn't have a lot of friends there who can celebrate. And so this year, she made it different because she found friends that she can celebrate together with and do yisang as well. So have fun, Wenhui. TFM.
We've got your favorite songs, favorite news, favorite host right here on TFM.
Bonjour, you're back in the Night Show on CFM. What's up? You're chilling with me, TP. Okay, for next up, we got one of my friend as well from all the way from Australia. And here's what he has to say about celebrating Chinese New Year.
Hi, everyone. I'm Patrick from Perth, Australia.
Hi.
Chinese New Year is about spending time with our family and friends. However, this pandemic has denied us the chance to do so the past 2 years. I miss everyone back in Kuching, and I miss the food, especially kolomi, laksa, and kway chap. And for those who are in the same boat as I am, stay strong and cling on to the hope that this pandemic will be over soon, so that we can return to our loved ones next year for Chinese New Year. As always, you all happy Chinese New Year and 恭喜发财. Take care and stay safe.
Thank you, Patrick, all the way from Perth, Australia. Oh, please continue to stay safe as well, okay? And FYI, I have not seen Patrick for years now. I would say like maybe it's more than 6 years, and I'm not a bit of exaggerating, because when he come back, we can't really meet up. He's busy here and there. So hopefully like next year, when time gets better, or somewhere along this year as well, when Patrick's back, we get to go out and of course play badminton, because he is absolutely amazing in badminton. TFM.
You want an awesome playlist? We've got it right here on TFM.
Welcome back to the special segment for Chinese New Year segment, voice notes from Slovakians abroad. I don't really have an official name for this, okay? So I just came out on the idea of voice notes from Slovakians abroad. Right now we've got Melissa on the line. So tell us, how's Chinese New Year this year, Melissa?
Hi everyone, I'm definitely upset that I'm not able to go back to Kuching to celebrate Chinese New Year for the second year in a row now, because I definitely miss my mom's cooking, and I would love to spend time with everyone during this festive period. But overall, I'm still thankful and grateful that everyone is in good health, and that I still have friends and family who are stuck here with me as well, so that we can celebrate together. So yeah, wishing everyone a happy Chinese New Year.
A happy Chinese New Year to you too, Melissa. Oh, I can't wait for her to come home as well, because her mom makes the best cooking ever. Like usually last time, pre-COVID, we usually have Chinese New Year gatherings, and we go to her house, and she would have like this plethora, a table of food. That food needs two long tables to put in, and it's just delicious, homey feeling, and we'd watch TV together, have fun with it, gossip. So hopefully like this pandemic can get over soon, because we need this reunion, okay? TFM.
Tune into The Night Show every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m.
TFM. And you're back chilling with me, TP, on The Night Show right here on TFM. Today, it's a Chinese New Year special segment, voice notes from Sarawakians abroad, to give them a voice and to voice out their love messages that they want and tell us how they're celebrating Chinese New Year this year, even though they can't come home, of course. And of course, if you think that you missed out, you want to listen to their whole thing, I'll upload it in a full one, compile everyone together into a podcast, which you can listen to at Teapot, download it on Google Play Store, Apple App Store, or Huawei App Gallery. All right, the final one is one of my friends as well, all the way from New Zealand. Hello, Yenzen.
Kia ora, everyone. 2022 will be the third year I spend in New Zealand without celebrating Chinese New Year with my family and relatives. While New Zealand is a kind and friendly country, especially during the pandemic period, this is not where I grew up, and there is nothing here that feels like Sarawak Tanah Airku. I look forward to the time when the pandemic eases, so that I can finally have reunion dinner with my family and relatives in Sarawak.
Yes.
Wish you all Happy Chinese New Year in advance.
Yay! And that was from Yanzen. Happy Chinese New Year to you too. Hope you have the fun in New Zealand. Yeah, I mean, like, he is a really good photographer. Yeah, so he went over and then all the pictures that he took is just mesmerizing. And of course, he did post that he has friends there as well. The family there is really kind to him. So you take good care of yourself, okay, Yanzen? When we're back, let's have some kampua, okay? CFM, always with you. Good night.